Radio News Corps reports.
33 independent human rights experts of the United Nations have issued the following statement in order to recall the international community that the prohibition of torture is absolute.
On the occasion of Human Rights Day, we express alarm at attempts by many states to circumvent provisions of international human rights law by giving new names to old practices. Whereas international instruments stress that human rights are the foundation of any democratic society, more and more frequently, they are portrayed as an obstacle to government efforts to guarantee security.
This trend is illustrated by debates on the absolute prohibition of torture, a ban that recently had seemed an undisputed cornerstone of human rights law, anchored in numerous international legal instruments, but also accepted as a principle of jus cogens.
For this reason, we would like to reaffirm that the very rationale of human rights is that they provide minimum standards that have to be respected by states at all times, in particular when new challenges arise.
All human rights, economic, social, and cultural, as well as civil and political, are inalienable rights of every single person. They cannot be brushed aside by governments when they become inconvenient.
The physical and mental integrity of the person is essential to the web of minimum guarantees of respect for the human dignity, which is at the core of the international human rights and a precondition for peace and development.
As confirmed by Article 2 of the Convention Against Torture and by Articles 4 and 7 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, torture and any form of cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment are prohibited in all circumstances, including during a state of emergency.
We are determined, in the framework of our respective mandates, to continue our work as defenders of the human rights of all persons. Looking to the values enshrined in the Charter of the United Nations and other UN instruments, we reject the artificial opposition between human rights and national security. Indeed, there can be no security without respect for human rights.
This statement is endorsed by
Ghanim Al-Najjar, independent expert appointed by the Security General on the situation of human rights in Somalia.
Philip Alston, Special Rapporteur on Extrajudicial, Summary, or Arbitrary Executions.
Amanda Benavides, Chairperson of the Working Group on the Use of Mercenaries as a Means of Impeding the Exercise of the Rights of Peoples to Self-Determination.
Jorge Bustamante, Special Rapporteur on Human Rights of Migrants.
Leandro Despoy, Special Rapporteur on the Independence of Judges and Lawyers.
Dudu Dien, Special Rapporteur on Contemporary Forms of Racism, Racial Discrimination, Xenophobia, and Related Intolerance.
Jean Dugard, Special Rapporteur on the Situation of Human Rights in the Palestinian Territories Occupied since 1967.
Yakin Ertürk, Rapporteur on Violence Against Women, Its Causes and Consequences.
Yash Guy, Special Representative of the Secretary General for Human Rights in Cambodia.
Sigma Huda, Special Rapporteur on Trafficking in Persons, Especially in Women and Children.
Paul Hunt, Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Everyone to the Enjoyment of the Highest Attainable Standard of Physical and Mental Health.
Asma Jahangir, Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Religion or Belief.
Haina Jalani, Special Representative of the Secretary General on Human Rights Defenders.
Louis Joannet, Independent Expert appointed by the Secretary General on the Situation of Human Rights in Haiti.
Walter Collin, Representative of the Secretary General on Internationally Displaced Persons.
Maloun Kuthari, Special Rapporteur on Adequate Housing as a Component of the Right to an Adequate Standard of Living.
Ambei Ligabo, Special Rapporteur on the Promotion and Protection of the Right to Freedom of Opinion and Expression.
Gay McDougall, Independent Expert on Minority Issues.
Juan E. Mendez, Special Advisor to the Secretary General on the Prevention of Genocide.
Bernard Mudho, Independent Expert on the Effects of Economic Reform Policies and Foreign Debt on the Full Enjoyment of All Human Rights.
Werner Munoz, Special Rapporteur on the Right to Education.
Vitit Mundharborn, Special Rapporteur on the Situation of Human Rights in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Manfred Noack, Special Rapporteur on the Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, and Degrading Treatment or Punishment.
Akik Okala, Independent Expert on the Situation of Human Rights in Burundi.
Juan Miguel Petit, Special Rapporteur on the Sale of Children, Child Prostitution, and Child Pornography.
Paulo Sergio Pinheiro, Special Rapporteur on the Situation of Human Rights in Myanmar.
Sima Samar, Special Rapporteur on the Situation of Human Rights in the Sudan.
Martin Shannon, Special Rapporteur on the Promotion and Protection of Human Rights while Countering Terrorism.
Adrian Severin, Special Rapporteur on the Situation of Human Rights in Belarus.
Rodolfo Stavenhagen, Special Rapporteur on the Situation of Human Rights and Fundamental Freedoms of Indigenous People.
Stephen Toop, Chair, Working Group on the Enforced or Involuntary Disappearances.
Leila Zarugi, Chair, Working Group on Arbitrary Detention.
And Jean Ziegler, Special Rapporteur on the Right to Food.
For further information on civil liberties, anti-terror policies, and the question of torture, you can visit Equipo News Corps' webpage dedicated to these topics.
This information has been provided by the press service of the UN office at Geneva.
It has been produced by Radio News Corps with collaboration of the Shell Center for International Human Rights at Yale Law School and edited and post-produced at our studios in Madrid on December 16, 2005.
You've been listening to Radio News Corps. Thank you.